Last week we spoke about Issa being Masik, Lassisna, Sechicha, Bolorecha, and the Ritva, and the Gimel Beis, and Gittin. So, Luchui is talking about a case where a person damages someone, b'mezid. So, if you think about it, when the person damages someone, b'mezid, he's over a sinner. So, Apiroi, he's doing it with kas, he's doing it with anger, he's hitting somebody with anger. It also comes out, all times, how does sinner come about? It also comes through kas. You show your sinner through kas, and it comes usually through kas. So, to try to go through the gedarim of kas, happens a lot of times. Someone does not invite you to a simple, a chasno, how can we then invite me? So because that, you have cast, people would dislike him. Someone speaks about his roommate in a certain fashion, how can you say that about me? He speaks to somebody else about his arusa, and the attendant, how can you speak about that way about me? So because that, you have cast over him, and if you have sinned him. So what exactly is our office of the ground of cast? So first, before the office, you know, cast is a vada, a middle, a kura, a noid. And it's with someone, one of the worst meters a person can have. A person with a kaisen, someone you cannot talk to, he does not listen to anything you say. Mamash is mashkis, his whole type of, his whole, mashkis, mamash, all his meters. Loshen the orchis, at tzadikim, in sha'ar kas. Ein the kaisen kabul shum mida toibo, im lo yasim li by kas. Kaisen cannot get any other meter at all, until he removes the kas. You have to remove it first. Loshen against the bam, yidua, the people do say. This knife, Tomit, the double called the Recha Benachas, the person who constantly has to speak Benachas, the Chol Odom, the Chol Eis, all the time and constantly, who Bezet, Nasim, and Akas, Wahai, Shehi, Midah, Roh, Lahak, Tibne, Odom, Shehi, this is the Midah, Roh, that creates a person, Duchatom, Mizu, Gemara, Nadorim, Dach, Chafez, Omen, Aleph, Dam, Chin, Omer, Rav, Sinazal, Kol, Akoyis, Kol, Mine, Gehenim, Sholtim, Boy. He's absolutely learning the Gemara, and when it says, Kol, Akoyis, Kol, Mine, Gehenim, Sholtim, Boy, a person gets angry. It leads to many Averis to get upset. You do Isurim, you do Averis. Therefore, what do we mean Komen and Gehenim Shalton by? Because you do Averis. You do a lot of Averis. You have a lot of different Gehenim upon you. Each and every Averis. Therefore, it says in Ramban, what was the Averis? What? Shehi Amidarot. This is Amidarot. That is Kas. That is the Ikka Amidarot. The Ramban explains the Gemara Dorm that forbids the drop differently. He learns what do we mean Kol HaKodesh Komen and Gehenim Shalton by? He says because it leads to being Kaifa Be'ikr. Gilo Oivid Avoy Dezaro. Therefore, also, that's coming to Gehenim Shalton Boy. But if Shehi Elamaisa, what is the Ikka Midah Ra that a person can have? Shehi Midah Ra, that's Kas. The Gemara in the Dorm of Chabez and Abez says over there that Kas is Mishkaf Tamudah, Moise Tipshitz, person who learns, he has Kas, he gets his Torah, his Ketubis, and Simon Kuflin Dvav, and the Ara, the big example, the Kisra Benu, from the Mechaim Vital, from the Arizal, that the Ikka Shikha, what is it caused? Ikka Shikha by a person, it comes because of Kas. People are worried about Shikha, all the different sekulas they have, they don't eat Allah, they don't do this, they do this. Why? Shikha, behind the Torah, the Isser. What is the Ikka Shikha that makes a person forget things? Says that the reason of the Ikka Shikha comes from Kas. So, it's in Mamash, it's a Himi de Rosa Zamba, it's a terrible Indian sight of various causes, coming again, a Shalton boy. And say at the end of Sekula makes it get Torah. The Vat is a Shrekla meet, and the person has to be oiked as much as he can from doing the meet of Kas. How to be oiked the meet of Kas? So, for Etzim and every meet of, there are two ways to be oiked or to work to acquire any and every meet of. Besides the Kas, always the end of Sekula is to bring down the Sefer Orech Apayim. There are 100 pages on the end of Kas, the Alochas, the Midas, the Ashkofah. So you bring down different schoolers going to the mikvah, of saying different shemes of Hashem, saying different sukkim. But after the end of Segula, the more the pastures of all Midas how to work on, there are two ways to work on any Midah. One is the Poyel, and one is the Makshava. Or a different motion, one is the Tvinis, and one in the Chitonius. The Marshal, a person wants to work on the Indian of being Besimcha, being happy. So how do you do it? There's one way, either you do it with Makshava, with your mind. Your Markish, everything you have is called Kastoy from Kodesh Baruch Hu. He gave you, your being gave you a chance to do Torah Mitzvah, to be Zerchel and Mahabo. Mice especially also be Yuchat and Lepay Yisrael. We have Mano Daigis, all the Bachel over here, they know the words about Parnoso. They can say, learn, the Yishu Benachas, no Kastoyness. The only challenge they have is to live in the affluent society to overcome it. But Baruch Hashem, the Gashmizi is Gevaldik. And we can do whatever better we want, and it's all Baruch Hashem, wonderful. And that, through your seichel, through your machshava, you learn to appreciate the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Another way to work upon a midah, besides machshava shabai, the pnimiyah shabai, In the water of Baruch Shechter, Rosh Yigam Chagun will tell me, Yisrael, not only when you're happy, you smile, but when you smile, you're happy. Same thing. Tell me, smile. Tell me, right? Yisrael, smile. Be happy. Why? Find out how it works. The scientists say, when you smile, the Messias, it creates hormone in your mind, it makes you more happier. The Messias, if a person walks around with a smile, the smile for no reason, you feel better. Anyone over here right now, smile for no reason, you feel better. If I can, if you hear something funny, and you tell yourself, I'm not a smile, you make a straight face, it's not as funny. You need the chitonius, you need the outside factor to make something funny, to make any middle. You need the outside also, you need the outside factor. Say, it helps you being happy, and say, if you don't do that, it will make you the other way, not happy. So in every middle, there's two ways. It's say in the machshava shuboy, and say in the chitonius, the v'poyol shuboy. Mu'din kas, mean of getting angry, this is the same word. The one way, the Tzadikim brings down, the Kabbalah Sforum say, the Indian of you want to be the cast, you want to work upon it, when you get angry, is what? Shtika, be quiet, or if you have to speak, speak in a low voice, in a calm voice, act that way. Either don't say anything, act calm, be calm, count to ten, whatever you want to do, but just act that way. That way you act is the way you become. The Erech HaPaim says that all the different aces he brings, he has numerous aces, he says, what's the best aces? This one. Be quiet, speak with a low voice, act that way, that's how you become. The point of the chitonius. There's another way. Through your task, through your seichel, through your mind. As the Rambam in Deis, the very page, he says, Kol HaKoyis Ki Ilu Oibid Avayd Zorah. Anyone gets angry if it's Oibid Avayd Zorah, what is Pshat? Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and he gets a Kodesh in Perek of Dalet, that the Pshat is when someone Pshat's Kastai, when a person gets angry, the Stal Kami Menu El Muno, Lishu Mim Da Muno, Ki Ilu Hoyo Maimim V'Shem Yisborach, Hoyo Shemais Hashem Hoyo Sezois, then Loyo Nechnas HaKlal, it won't become Beklal, because at all. Says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, what is Pshat in the Rambam, Ki Lo Yivid Vanzara? Why? You recognize everything is from Hashem. Anything that happened to you, whatever, someone spoke to you, someone hit you, everything, a COVID in your mind, puts me in your mind, the Gemara Kesubis, everything Kodesh Baruch Hu. You can get upset, it's from Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's nothing to get upset about. The person, he didn't do it. He's just a shliach, but Hashem is not doing it. Hashem is doing what? Right, so he showed, did it. It's going to happen to you. Hashem is who's going to do it. The fact that you chose to do it. The Kasha Vechira in your deal, and the Rambam and Shiva Perkei and the Ravid and the Yontif and others.
Okay, I'm ready to upset at him because they said they upset the brothers, but they went to turn.
We'll get to when you're ready upset. We'll get to that Chelik also. But Maisa, anything that happens to you is the material that comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and you're just a Shliach. The Erech HaPaim in Siman Yud, at the end, Siman Tes, at the end, he brings down a story from Socrates, the philosopher, and it seemed he invited over his chaverim to eat by him, and he set the whole table in front of him, and his wife, seemed to have Ishira, from all the different stories that bring down from Socrates, his wife went and flipped over the table upon everybody. Flipped over the table, food and everything. So one person got up, very upset, and wanted to storm out. So Socrates says, I understand why you're upset. A couple days ago, the same thing happened. Same thing again. A couple days ago, chicken came on the table, also jumped around and flipped it over the table. So, here's my wife did it. My wife did chicken, but everyone, even like Socrates, he's understood. It's preordained, it's someone comes to he decides it's going to happen. Shall we just sleep? It's going to be the chicken or the wife. Same thing, you have to look at it that way. Any and everything, how to work in the meat of cast, you work with the makshava of a cycle. What? In certain things he was. He was even more. He believed, come on, everything was pure thing. He was even worse. And he didn't really hold that much pure. But the concept, Shuboy, that we can take from the Erech HaPaim and bring it down, is that if you really realize everything happens to you, it's just a shliach, etna, call from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why are you upset about him for? What are you going to do to him? What do you want from him? Everything's from Kodesh Baruch Hu. Therefore, Abadi won't get upset. So the two ways to work on every meter. One again is the poil, act calm, be calm, you become calm. Another way is say makshavah. Batsam, you really need both to work upon the middle of Kasu, any middle. The Mesil Shom Perkid Aleph, it goes to the middle of Kas, he had different Madregas. So over there he starts off about Kol HaKoyis, Kilo Vodavod Zoro. Then he goes to a person, he says that does not come the Kas all the time. A person who once in a while he gets angry, Maisa, he gets angry and he calms it down right away. And he says the Pshat, the Mishnah Ovis and Parakei, the Mishnah says, Kosher Lichlois will nourish their choice. What is that? A person's a chassid. A person does get upset, but he calms himself down right away. That is called a chassid. The person who gets upset, but gets calmed down, that's a chassid. He says, however, there's a higher madrigal. Person who did not even get upset at all, is not makbid at all. What is that? That's like Ilhullah Zokin. Ilhullah Zokin, he didn't even feel at all, I'm to be makbid about somebody else who wants Shabbat Abraham Givul. I'm to be makbid. I should worry about what people did. The different madrigal, a chassid is the Shabbat, a person who gets upset and controls it. He acts calm and he comes calm right away. There's another madrigal. Another madrigal is what? To use machshava to the total, to the end, there's nothing even to be upset about. That's about a hari madrega, and that's about you need the das for. To be makbid and echnami, to change your whole time, meet around and not to get angry. There's nothing to get angry about. That's a hari madrega that you can personally can reach. Well, that's Pshat with Psal Salanti says, the change in midah is easy to learn Gan Chas. Elam says, the unchangeable midah, meaning to reach the level that you don't even have midah in you to turn it around totally, not to just control it, but to turn it around from Gansin. So again, we have two ways to work at any midah. Another marshal, if you want, is like a novel. How do you work at a nevis? So one way is, the marshal is not work at the skufa. It's officer, brought on Shulchan Aruch, Simon Beis. Can have your head up. What's the big deal? I'm not on the inside. Why? The outside of the Mizmorah, the way you act, is the Mizmorah of the Panemius. You have to walk with your head down. How far down? Yishlein, how far down? What is up? Also Yishlein, what is up? You know, it's how high up does that be? What's the Isser? The point is, mine is a person that's a stam in the Chitzonius. And if the Rambam in Deyes Perek Bey says, you want to work on the meetup of an Ovel, he says, what? Put yourself in the Matzah B'Zoyin. Go do the poil, go do it there. Vice versa, also, a person to do a Machshavah. And another, Manim, what am I? Relative to Kodesh Baruch Hu, to Averis, even my mitzvahs are not Shleimim, they're not complete, say else the Kavanah Shavah, say else all the different Ovel, I don't do it completely. And that's how you become an Ovel. You work in a sign of a poil, and sign in the Pneumius in the Machshavah. And Baker, the way I have to work on the inner of Machshavah in different meters is to read Sifrei Mussar. So the Sharm, or Chassadikin, the Shari Tshuva, Chavis Lavavis, that's the way I work on the inner of Machshavah. There's a Rambam in the Deiris, in Perek Beis, and he writes, the person who's a Baal Kamo, a hot person. So Maisa, how should he calm himself down? How should he work on the Midah? So his Losh is very interesting. He says, you tell the person that if Shemhika Vakarl or someone hits you or gives you a curse, lo yagish klal. You want to work on it? Don't feel it. And then the Yel Bazuz, Man Muva, you go this way for a long time, Ashta Akha Khamu al Mayliboy. You go this Mahalach and you don't feel it, it's not even the Mido of Khamal getting hot. So I'll bear what it means. It says, you want to work on Labi Khamal? Lo yagish klal, don't feel it. Work on anger, don't get angry. Therefore, you won't get angry later on. His words, don't feel it. Myself, I get angry. He's not answering how to work it. He can't tell you how to work on it. He tells you, you know how to work on it? Don't get angry. So like the time of Ezra Shiva, how should you make a person learn how to give him chazik to oilam? How should people make themselves learn? Tell me, learn. And how do you do that? Learn more. But how do you do that? What does he mean? Lo yagash klal. So someone explained to me today, an Avreth, Choshev, Avreth, Hoshua Lewin, gave me a marshal. He told me, this Rosh Hashanah, he was davening in the Perel of Chaznish, and over there he was davening in Kavona, Kishmak of Avni, and someone kept on hitting him from the side. His palace was flying, everything was flying, kept on hitting him constantly, over and over, kept hitting him. The guy was getting upset on Rosh Hashanah, getting because Mamash angry. So after the guy hit him numerous times, turned around and told the guy, you know, please stop, you know, it's not nice, you're hitting me. He turns and sees the person's reading from a siddur with Braille. He said, that moment, no kas. Stop. Carry the Braille siddur. Look at Gashkal. Don't feel it. Don't be my shit. How we want to do it? Say Makshavo, say Vipoyal, whatever you can do, your person should walk around and just don't get angry. There's different ways of getting there, but the person just has to have the Agosha. If he wants to work on the meat of kas, don't get angry. After a while, he gets used to not getting angry, and it's not, it happens naturally. The person, what does he have to do? Says the Rambam, lo yagash klal, he has to work in the midah, just don't get angry. Laloko, what exactly is the isser of getting bekas? We have tayag mitzvahs, and none of them say there's any isser of getting angry. What is wrong of getting angry? So the Chaim Vital in Shari Kedusha, in Shari Beis, he isses kasha. Why don't we count kasu of etzem yitzik kasha? Why don't we count any midah in the tariq mitzvahs? He is from geiko, he is from kas. Geiko, you can ask myself, the smack does count, the chavis kaim does bring it down. with our different we do count, with jealousy, we do count sin. But the Maaseh of Chaim Vital is, why don't we count the Midas in the Torah? So Teretz says that the Midas are a prerequisite for Torah. His words are that Hei Machonah Se Ikrit Atayik Mitzvahs Pikyum Ovi Tulam. The Ikrit way to Atayik Mitzvahs, the Achonah, the way to appear to the Atayik Mitzvahs is through the Midas. There's more. Ki Yosef Tzarek Lizor Me Midas Ha'Lois. A person has to be more careful in bad midas, yoisim and kiyam and mitzvahs that say below to say. You have to be more careful in midas than worrying about the Torah mitzvahs. Why? Kiba yoisim bal midas toibus benekoli kain kolam mitzvahs. A person with a bal midas toibus, it's very simple to do the mitzvahs. The only challenge, the only challenge a person has in doing the mitzvahs of Hashem is his midas. If it works upon the midas of b'chaim mitzvahs, then it's very easy. Therefore, a person is turned the Zohar Ma'id, what more from his Midas voice than from the Mitzvahs. Once you control your Midas, you can get into the Matzah doing Mitzvahs naturally. So, Basim, the first thing a person has to do is to be Oyvid Hashem. You have to work upon his Midas. That's his first mile. Everyone here wants to be Oyvid Hashem. You have to work in your Midas. Once you work in the Midas, then you can do the Mitzvahs. This is L'chor Arayah L'Luvah L'Alocho. And Simon Nishin L'Amadalit. In the end, it's brought down if a person does a veris, he has to fast 40 days for an aveiro. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even the mezil to ever 40 days of a fast is enough. He has to bring down for the mizal, the person gets pekas. How much you have to fast? 151 times. Imagine your kas plus one. A mezil and aveiro, 40 tonation. Kas, a meter, which is not brought down the Torah, 151. Why? Because like Chaim Vital saying, this is a chonah prerequisite, and this is what you need to work to be Oyev Hashem. Afterwards, everything flows and follows naturally. There is another teretz, why we do not count the midas in the Torah, the myth of Melio, and the Chelik Dalad, and Omen Mem. Over there he says that by all midas, by the mitzvah it says don't do something, that means you cannot do it. By the midas, the Rambam, in the beginning of Deyetz Perek Aleph, he says the midas have Sayla Toiv and Sayla Ra. They can be used for good and for bad. The midah of kas can be used good against Rishon. The midah of kinnah against also for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every midah has midah sayla toiv and sayla ra. Therefore, it says the Mishnah Melio that to write the issur of loy on the midah, it's not loy, it's not true. It depends upon the situation. Loy is not abstract. It's not always, it depends. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Therefore,
it depends.
Yeah, kasha. Especially those who can't give, yeah. That's the Malach. First, there are two reasons why we don't count it, but about the person should not become a kas, and it's mamish, it's a midah ra ma'oid, and l'chol b'svar it's also. You can claim now, once it's a midah ra ma'oid, and l'chol b'svar it's also the chol of the tayin mitzvahs, is there an itzer a lifnei iver to midas? Can you go over to a person, tell them you're great, you're wonderful, you pray today till tomorrow, and what are you doing? You're creating gaiv in the person. If I praise a person, listen to Eber, creating Gaifa. You have to worry about that. You won't get Gaifa. You do it enough times, you get the Gaifa. You have to worry about it. Or any Mido. Can you check a person who get the cast? Is there a listen to Eber on any of the Midas? So, Be'etzem and listen to Eber, there's three different things of the Isser. There's the Isser of listen to Eber to give a person the Eitzera. There's the Isser of listen to Eber to be a good person and do an Avera. The Isra of Eva going to some place to create a mazik physically, to put a stumbling block in front of a person and create hezek. The Chorah, all three have been cleared by this Na'iva Amidus. Ma'aseh isn't Eitzah Ra giving a bad Eitzah, you're helping him do something that leads to bad, Kenzayit, or maybe it's a tiny note. Ma'aseh, he knows Gaiva is wrong. So there is no Eitzah Ra when he knows the Matthias, he knows Kass is wrong. Or is it still Eitzah Ra? Same thing is if the even the Nevero, Maitik and Titus, Matthias is not one Tariq mitzvah, it's not near the Nevero. Oh no, Maitik is a chunna for the prerequisite for the mitzvah. Is it Mavis Kodik Hezek to a person? Or no, when he gets the cast eventually down the line, he'll end up doing Hezek and do Averis. But right now, there is no Hezek, it's too far down the line to worry about the Ever. Is there Lifna Ever on the Midas or not? So this Chakira, Rav Kook, Zatzal, the first one, he declared the Shaila and Sefer Musa Avicho, and he, over there he blithed in the Sefer Tzarchim, and the Shmota Sivim Zerayah, he sent it to the Peleoids. The Peleoids, in the era of Dibor, he writes, V'chein o'im ha'shvacha shel Adam afana, someone praises an Adam in front of him, v'oifin sh'yachal li'es le'goyim le'shyogis daitoi, in the case an Echnami can cause a person to become a Balgaiva, v'mokim mitzvah a very hippie adoi, When you try to do a mitzvah and praise a person to make you feel good, a very yibiyotoy. Why? Shoiva al litna ivalashi to mitzvah. Says the Pelayoy, you praise a person and end up leading to Gaiva, you even isa to raisa, lift the ivalashi to mitzvah. It sends you what he writes in Erech Shvach. Now Shvach is also with the Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara in Dafid Chesim, but it says that a person should say, mix a Shvach of the funnel, loy kuloy. Only part of it, and not the whole entire thing. Why? What's the reason? But tam she'im oimi kuloy the funnel, the reason we don't say the whole time thing, so a person should not become a bagaiva, should not lift up his heart, think he's greater than other people. Aye, so what is a mixas? A mixas oimim, sheshis dorit, basiyasa atoy, viroisa, shalu, bashar, maisel. You pray the person, he'll do it constantly, it's been helping him out, because the mitzvah is more. The gam, today, the harvest, ahavo, the akvo, the shalom, the reos. You praise him, it makes a bond between you two people, or you praise him, it makes him do the mitzvah more. So if not mix us, why is this to Ellis you should praise him? However, the Gambia person shouldn't. Everyone asks, what's together of mix us and what's together of kuloi? By the Mishabeka person, together really is. It depends on each person. How much, what's the son of Gaif and how much the Ellis is. There is no level mix us and kuloi. The level depends on each person. What will lead? Which of will lead to? If it will lead to Veil, or what the Ellis will come from it? Well, Maisa says to Pelioys, Chumachorish, it's a living either on Midas. On Gaifo. Unless you want Tanya to go on the Gaifo of the smack Chiddush that Echelam and the Gaifo the Pasuk in the Torah comes Chaim, but the Pasuk before don't go with the smack. The Sefer Zer Shulchan in Chelek Beit and Simon Kufn and Vav, he quotes the Belioids and he says from there there's no Raya. What he says I'm not sure, what he says I'm not sure. Might before the Forish words, but it's up here. But he says, the Gemara of Rafis and Dachman Haim and Beit, the Gemara over there has a Maisa that Rafa, he became sick. And he asked that it should be announced that Eichel Ami became sick. Why announce it? So he says, if my chaverim hear it, so therefore they'll doubt me, I should become better. But man, this sunny lay, if people dislike me, they hate me, Eichel Ami and Chadodi Li, they'll be happy I had a downfall. And therefore the Pasuk says, Nafal Oivecha Al Tisamach, if your enemies fall, they should not get happy. And now that they'll get happy, explain to Rashi, the Charoin Ach will leave from me and go, I assume upon them, Eichel Ami, I'll get better. That's not what the Gemara means, says. When it's very exactly what's going on over there. The Maisa, Rav is saying, announce that I got sick. Why? Therefore, even if people dislike me, they'll become happy. Maisa, people dislike you, will become happy. Listen, even you're causing people, Maisa, suddenly, that what people dislike you, they'll be happy. And the positive, then now I'll be happy. Therefore, it says, the Zera, Shulchan, and Zeraya, there is no Issa, Lifna, either on me.
It's an assistant,
that's... Oh, that's no, the issue with the God is the Chodili. No issue with the sin, the issue is being happy by downfall. What issue that exactly is? Causelessness. That's what Gemara says.
Good.
Oh.
To be happy.
So the poor numerous ways you can answer this kasha. He can say, maybe they're going. Maybe they're, we're talking about people who hate Rav. We're talking about Rav there. So maybe they're going, or you can maybe they're chiloyim, they're yidim, but they're rishoyim. All those people who are maybe they didn't listen to the neighbor. Or you can maybe tie them to Ellis, Rav want to get better. There are different ways you can say, maybe it's Narayah. You also can say, maybe there isn't this, or it's this, or not, or commercial, or the Aryasur. You have to know exactly what is right and there is. But even Maisa times from here is a riot, and there is no Isser, there's an Iver, Lutta Ellis, Lea Amidus. But, so be the riot, and probably other students say clearly, there is an Isser, Lutta Iver, Amidus. There's a Gemara in Kedushin, and that Mamma Bezum Ralam. The Gemara over there has Maisa, the Rabbi Huna, his Kori Shiraya, who ripped a silk thing in front of Rabba Berei, in front of Rabba's son. Why? To see if he'll get angry. Why? He wanted to see if it would happen, and his son Rav will get angry and start being over the issue of Kibbut Avei. In fact, Gemara, Maisa lived the Iver on Kibbut Avei. And the Gemara, the Rabuna was Moifel. Rabuna was Moifel. Aye, the issue of Baltashkas. My answer is no, he ripped in the place, it won't be against Baltashkas. Why? He ripped on the type and the selling part, and there won't be any issue of Baltashkas. Ask him Gemara. There's no lift the Iver on Kibbut Avei, and there's no son of Baltashkas. Who is the pebble? Whatever. We come to test him more on getting rest up, getting angry. Anger is a midah. And who is the issue with the evil on getting angry? Who before Shemara, that's saying a person, you have a right with the evil on getting a person angry on midas. Therefore, the Torah Lishma, the Benish Chai, Simon Shin Ayin, said, Echnami, there is no Isra Lifnehiva Amidus. What is Raya? This Gemara. He quotes this Gemara and said, there's a Raya that there's no Lifnehiva Amidus. Gurdin, the Sefer Shara Shalom, in Shavav, or Urbav, and being down, Bishmei, Bishol, Slat. Also, there is no Isra Lifnehiva Amidus. So again, we do have places to say there's no Lifnehiva, the Shulchan, Benish Chai, and Bishol, Slat. However, there is another way to answer the Gemara condition on the Lama Beis by the case of Bunah, Ayin Maisel Lifnehiva, causing his son to get angry. So the Beki Yosef, yes, it's Kasha, Beki Yosef is Simon Reishmem in Yodea, but the Lot to keep it over in. In Oysa Gimel, yes, Ayin Maisel Lifnehiva. So the Beki Yosef, he answers, his words are, Yeshloimo, the Kimle, the Rabbunah, the Rabbunah, Yakba'ah. Rabbunah knew that his son Rabba will cover up his anger. He knew he would not get trapped in the suga of kash that's equal to avodah zarah. Rak, efshe duresa kol shu, he'll get angry only a little bit. He won't get the suga of kash of keneged avodah zarah. He'll get upset just a little bit. But I'm like, need to rest. He'll say, "Oyvul isa kibud avay." But I think less by avodah kash. That means he knew I wouldn't know the rabba won't get so upset. Shok kavodah zarah. He'll get a little bit upset. How much a little bit? Will it be even though he's an keep it of aim? He'll get a little bit. That's his choice for that he had to be mindful for. I mean, a little bit will get upset. That means, first of all, the Megiyoshi holds the is left the Eva Amidus. Why is he must cash? It's an economy. The problem with the Eva except he'll only get a little bit upset. Why does he not the Chiddush? That, a little bit of upset, a little bit. There's no Isser. There's no Isser getting a little bit upset. I mean, why? Someone ripped, still confronted that's your own baggage. There's no Isser getting a little bit upset. So again, it comes out, we have Machalik, the place, exactly if there is Lifnehiva on Midas, and Chulat Beki Yosef says the person has Lifnehiva even on Kas, even on Midas. So with this Beki Yosef, you can start going to the next Shaila. How far is the Isser of Kas? Is the Kas always also? So again, we see from Beki Yosef a little bit of Kas, a little bit, how much a little bit, Yeshlod, but the mice a little bit is fine. Betzim the Sil Sharm says, by kol hakoyis kilo avodah zarah. Then what it says kol hakoyis loshon kol hakoyis kilo avodah zarah. What's kol? He says that dafka person is a kaisa and the constantly gets angry. It's very easy for him to get angry. However, echlami people who are not kol hakoyis don't constantly get angry. They're not nichol kilo avodah zarah. And then echlami they have different madregas. He has different madregas from Sil Shalom. The Menucha Shalom Michal Kedveis and also the Erech Apayim and Hashmotas. He has a kasha on Sil Shalom. The Ma'aseh Moses kol hakoyis loshon kol. Everyone gets koyis, kilo oivin avoid zara, kash the iskin of Beki Yosef. Also, how can you tell me the different levels? Kol hakoyis, anyone gets angry. So the way the Masil Shom is learning, kol hakoyis means a person who gets angry, not every time he gets angry. A person who gets angry, some people are not angry people, get angry once in a while, but kol hakoyis, anyone who gets angry, that's the Matthias, he's a kaisen, echnami, that's kilo oivin avoid zara. However, without that, echnami, not kilo oivin avoid zara, that's how you have to learn shot in the Sil Shom, the member of Kol HaKoyis, Kilo Oyveh Vazara. So again, we have Beki Yosef, Sil Shom, seems to say that times a person has a right to get angry. The word in the Silman Chaim, Yosef Chaim Donnefeld, in the Simon Tov Tov Shin Lamavok, that is in this Kasha, what is Pshat, the Maisa, in the Gemara that says, and that Lambei, the Afuno, that I is the Lifnei Iver to your son, as getting Bekas, getting angry. So his words are, V'mokum Shuroi Lichois, Hein Kan, sorry, the words are Mokshar Lichlois Inkan Pega time of a place that's where you get angry, there's no answer. Masha Omar Khazal in the Dora Bitni Kas, who Mokshar Noy Lichlois? When the Gemara always say negative things about Kas in a place, not where you get angry. But our time it's fit to get angry. People naturally get angry. It's a natural thing, a natural tevo, to right away get angry. You might have to right away control it. But you do get angry right away. It's a natural reactionary response. And that is not necessary. And therefore there's no Lifnehiva to cast a little bit, a small amount of time, because that's a natural thing. Fine, so again we do have place to clearly say that we cast naturally a small amount of time, that's mutter. What about a cast to Ellis? The person allowed to get angry, or shouldn't get angry with Ellis, was he allowed to get angry, was he allowed to get angry, went to cast to Ellis. So the Gemara on Shabbos and the Kofayim Beis, the Gemara says that someone is cursed by Kamosai, on Shabbos, someone which whips the Gadim on Shabbos. So the Mishnah says Yechayim. The Gemara explains, according to Yehuda, why that he holds Mlacha, Shein Zuchel, Gufa, Yechayim, Nifu, Yechayim for it. I think the Gemara, it's a kilkel, it's destructive to the beggar. Why am I saying Yechayim for it? It's a kilkel, and a kilkel on Shabbos, your potter. Besides, it's destructive to the beggar, also being magal, you need to hurry to come, and lead you to maybe the day come Yisroel. And with the Gemara answers to go up the Mirma, Emsah, and Shabbeso. It's coming to put fear on the people of the Abayas. It's coming to do what? To make people do Torah mitzvahs, or to show that you're in control, make sure everything's running smoothly. It's left to Ellis. That's what Gemara says. And the Gemara gives different examples, cases. Kihodra, Yehuda, the Shol, Mitzvah, Vaisa, that he pulled threads on his beggar. There was no Issa over there, he was doing it. Also left to Ellis for his bias. Of Acha by Yaakov, Tova Monatiro, he broke a broken keli in his house, also to show it, and he buys that the aim in his house. Rav Sheshesh Morley, the Amsay, Munira Aresha, Rav Sheshesh, he threw the brine of fish onto the head of his maidservant. Of Abba, he broke the cover of a calf. Gemara brings out different cases, the different tnoim, what they do, to show aim of a bias, which is more to economic, they did things, mamish, they destroyed things, why look at Ellis? Der Agav Pshat in the Gemara. Is it mutter to do by Pashas with the Elis? And the person destroy things with the Elis and that. So there's really two ways to learn the Gemara. The Smak in Mitzvah Kufay Nei, it says to do by Pashas with the Elis and also. And he says, if he's right in this Gemara, either destroy things. No, the case of the Gemara is Mono Tfir Tovar. You broke a broken Kaili. And you obviously you can learn either all the time or some of the time or at least La Locha. That he learned Pshat in the Gemara is that they did things in the shortcast, they destroyed things that already were broken. They did not use anything that was constructive, they used things that were disconstructive, or things that were useless, or no, there was nothing wrong with destroying it, there was not even the answer of our Pashas. Huda the Chiddush, in Mitzvah Tavkuf, Nuntes, says the same word, that person cannot destroy things even with the Elis. Huda the Graz, in Hilchos Shemitzah Guf HaNefesh, and that's what the Mashon, in Kofem HaBeis, the Sugya says, that Pashas, you have no answer when it is with the Elis. Asal HaShani, Tosfos Kedushin Daf Lamed Beis says very clearly that with the Elis, a person can destroy a real beggar, even throw money to the sea, is the Erech Nami, with the Elis and Mutter, the Goyim Maimonides in Perek Vav says that way, the Smag and Lav and Reish Chav Tes, Miri and the Sugya and Shabbos, Daf Kopei, the Reim, Reish Chav Zayin, Reish Tzadik Zayin, and the Kitchen of Aruch, in the Ibet of Yitzhak Kasher, and some of Kum Tzadik, on the Shulchan Aruch Rav, how can you Shulchan Aruch Rav say the Erech Nami to Elis is also about Pashas Lengami, says the Chorv in the Gemara, some of the cases are mashman with the Elis to Echnamim Mutter, and there should be no issue about Pashkas. The best of the Yidma Chloik is showing them how long the Sukkya is in Dafka, not about Pashkas, or if it is about Pashkas. There's a third Mahalim, the Ritva, on Dafka, Fem and Beis and Shabbos, that he learns for Etzem, a person, he has the right to destroy a Kli Legamri. However, the Dafka, when he cannot do the same to Elis by using a broken candy, first the person should try to show aim of a bias, how by taking a Kli that's broken already and break it. If that doesn't work, or if it won't work, Echanami technically govern. However, first a person should do something that's not destructive, then do something that is destructive. That's also how the Earth Misharm in Simon Yotes passings. That's the Mahalach of the Eitz HaSoda. The first Al-Baltashkos, the Al-Baltashkos, you should use something that is first, that's not destructive.
Not
Batashas, let the Elis.
Maybe the way
they set up, they're saying.
They make it clear.
Yeah, they're very clear. Each one, each song is very clear. So this, again, this halacha, the person could show aim of a bias and do Batashas and show cast, what pshat? He mamash shows cast, he is mamash etzem cast, to metzias bifnim. What the Gemara is saying, you can show cast, you can break it clean, but the etzem cannot be cast with him. What's Kshan in the Gemara? So the Ben Yonah and others in Parakeh, on the Mishnah, which says, Kosh Lichos, Noach Lirtois, he says over there, that why say Kosh Lichos, Noach Lirtois? I mean Kosh Lichos, don't get angry. What do you mean, a person, it's hard for them to get angry. Sounds like sometimes a person can get angry. Says that Ben Yonah and Chanamim, there are times a person should get angry. That means in Purim, it's learning a person should get angry in the inside. When? If a kid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like Pinchas, for the sake of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or any mitzvah, any for Elis, in Chanamim, there are times a person should get angry. Bifnim, even the inside, not to show it. Hunim, Ben Yonah, and Perek Beis, on the Mishnah, Alti, and Noyak, Lichos, don't get easily angry with Noach easily. Again, Noach just means easily. However, that time the person should get angry. When will it be Elas? Same thing, the Arch and Sadiqim, Shaar Kas, also says the same thing, that it's mutter to get the Kas, to show it on your family. It does end up, and after 8, so you should only show Kas. But Meika didn't have a right to mamash get the Kas, to Elas. This is when Yonah, the Moshe goes this way in Igris Moshe and Arachayim, Kalik Alav, Tzim Nun Dalet, and he says that Be'etim Noach, there, so it's easy for you to get calmed down. That's the case when something's before something, something's going on wrong. In Echanami, a person calms up down, there's no need for him to be angry. Mashenkin, in a case not before him, the Isser, and he needs to be angry, you should stay angry. Adirabba, if a person comes calm, it's a mikshul. He has to show his anger and have his anger and be Kanoif HaKadosh Baruch Hu and have to keep this anger with him. With this Ma'alaf, Moshe wants to answer the steers of the Rambam. The two Rambams, Rambam and Deis and Berg Aleph, he starts off with all midas that have silent toif and silent ram. All midas. And therefore, how should a person go? He said a person should always go in the bayit, in between. Should not go side one kotzer or the other kotzer. Not take any mida to the extreme. Always work rachmanis, always work in kais, and always take any mida to the extreme. Always go in the bayit, in between the ma'alaf. Then haka toif is to work, go between every mida. Not neither extremes. And says the Rambam, the Marshal Kass. He says the Kass, the person should not always be a Kaisen, should not always be calm. He has to go in between. Yet the Rambam in Perkbeis, in Davis, says all medias the person should go in between, except for two of them. One of them he says is Kass. Kass, the person should be Machim Kass as far as he can, as much as he can. Second, I said, not a Mishnah. Still, the Rambam, one time he says by the Hawkins, he should always be a Bailey, and his Marshal is Kass. His Marshal is also not of the Al-Gaiva. And yet the Pharisees, his muscle, he says, well, everything should be in between except the two of them. And again he said, over there, Kass and a Gaibo. Who would still didn't my health exactly how to answer. So Moshe says, it really depends. If there is no to Ellis to get angry, they should mark it as much as they can. That's Pharisees. No to Ellis, people know it's a various, there's no reason to get angry. The mark it the gamri. It should always be as far as you can and not get the Kass to meet the raw. He meet the raw, should get rid of it as much as you can. Mash Engin Parak Allah. Wish me in between, and if not, that's in the case when it's moved to Ellis. You should show your anger, you have to be angry sometimes. That's moved to Ellis. He's explained himself, I ain't trouble the tribal, but there are sometimes the person has to get angry. That means we have, again, besides the Indian, that person has the right to get angry a little bit sometimes. The only we see that a person should get angry, according to some Paiskim. And if not, there's a time to get angry. This is when he's showing aim of a bias, other times. There is another Ma'alaf, the Urk Mishorim and the Urk Hapayim. They both say, no, a person should never ever get the kas. There's never a time, not a little bit of amount of kas, not a kas of ta'elas. What does Gemara mean? Show emel bias? It means doctor showing. Only showing. Why? The right is, kol ha'kois ki'ilu oivet avoy d'zorah. Kol ha'kois, he'ilu get the kas, ki'ilu oivet avoy d'zorah. All time you should never get the kas. I think Gemara, they look, come on, every Gemara of the case is what? You show kas, but not metzis, but never get the kas. The word ma'aseh tzorah, ian tzorah, beer, because the common words don't seem that way, but that's their mahalos. The person never has the right to get angry. Kenzan, the side of the machlokes is not klar chakiro. What is the isur kas? Is kas be'etzem mosur, and the simon is the mice you do afterwards, the things you break, the actions you take. But be'etzem the kas is the isur. Well, forget. The isur is the mice you do afterwards. The way you get there is through kas. But kas be'etzem is not also. It's just only constructive kas. Why? Because what's going to happen afterwards? This Chakiro is brought down in the Torah, Adam Adam, in Amud 171, the Chelik Dalet. He clarifies, is the Issa the Kashaboy, or the actions that come afterwards? Nachmino, is this. If the Issa the Kashaboy, then a Chanami person should never ever get the Kas. Kas is itself, Ilu, Oyvidavoy, the Zara. However, if I care that the Issa is only the Tetzal Shaboy, if I care that we hear that the Tetzal, according to Moshe, is not to Elas. With the Elas, a Chanami, or only a small amount of time, there won't be any real Tetzal out of it. A Chanami person has the right to act because and become because of the Messias. The Gemara in Shabbos on the Kuf Heman Beis. So the Gemara over there says, Amakar b'kodim b'chamosoi, someone who rips clothing b'chamosoi, or Moshav b'ked b'chamosoi, m'fad b'moisim b'chamosoi, he breaks clothing or he throws out money. Yiv b'nechav k'oivet avad zara, should be in his eye as if he's oivet avad zara. Why? Shukach u'mnotu shal yet zahara. Hayoyim oimeloi asay kach. Lamacha omeloy, I say kach, ach omeloy, oivet avoid zara, vahilif oivet. Ligmove says a person should not break him because why kill oivet avoid zara? Because today the oivet, today the zara, you do one thing, to until the next day, till tomorrow, the day after, so be mamish ayved avoid the zara. Omer Rav Oven, my girl, what's the pasuk? Lo yevacha el zara, lo yishtakva le el nechor. Person should not worship el zara and bow down to el nechor. Is it el zara? What's el zara? Sheesh beguf shal adam. Avem is a yitzara. What's el zara? The person, that's the yitzara. And the person has a yitzara. To do one thing, you lead to the next thing, you'll think after the berik vetzavera, till he is ayved avoid the zara. So the Gemara's words are, that what? That person is even avoid the Zara. And what happens? He'll lead to avoid the Zara Mamish. But right now it's not even avoid the Zara, but he'll lead to avoid the Zara. Roshni Rambam is Kolak Kolitz Gilo even avoid the Zara. That right now it's Gilo even avoid the Zara. So the question is, where did the Rambam get his Roshni from? Before it's not from this Gemara. The Rambam is saying Kolak Kolitz Gilo even avoid the Zara. You have the Gemara saying what? Don't get angry now, because later on he'll lead to avoid the Zara. Who are saying two different things? So the Lashon of the Rambam is better than the Zohar in numerous places, and it's the Lashon of the Medrash Nelam. However, the Achronim is, the Stechemet, the Rechapayim, the Ithikasha, that the Rambam didn't have the Zohar, and the Zohar was not around by the time of the Rambam. And the Bnei Ben Yomim says the Medrash Nelam was not around, so where did the Rambam get his Lashon? Kol HaKol Eskil Oiv Vod Zohar. Come Achronim, Ithikasha, where this Lashon, everyone knows, who is the Makar for it? So one Malach, the Rechapayim, wants to tell you, say it. One Malach, the Rechapayim, tell this from the Radal. Is that the Dal says, true, there was no Zohar around, but the Rishon did have the different Midrashim, different rites, they did have them. So, Kol HaKoyis Gila Oyvav HaZohar, that's rites they did have. And therefore, the Gemara and the Rambam are saying two different things. The Gemara is saying that Ulita Avoid Zohar Mamish, and that's Dr. B'Shoi V'Kelim, you break Kelim, the Maratzkiyah says Kashi, you must have Shoi V'Kelim. The Rambam says Kol HaKoyis. The Gemara is saying two different things. The Gemara is saying B'Shoi V'Kelim, that Mami is Kilo Oyvav, that is Ulita Avoid Zohar Mamish. Mashenkin, Kol HaKoyis, that's only Ki'ilu Oyvav HaZohar, but not Avod Zohar Mamish. That's one way the Chacham will learn the Rambam. However, you look at the Rambam in Ovis, in Perek Beis, in Mishnah Yud, over there he says, Kol Mishu Koyis Ki'ilu Oyvav HaZohar, he says the same words, anyone was Koyis Ki'ilu Oyvav HaZohar. He says, we have some Kula Amru, and we have a Pasuk, Lo'y Bukha El Zohar, Kla Yishtakul El Necher, but Slaima Shishnei Matvam Echad. He quotes the same Pasuk that the Gemara quotes, the same Ma'amach that the Gemara quotes. So the same Echnamites came from the Zohar, the Medrash Nelam, they come up front and want to say, he quotes the same Pasuk the Gemara says. I think Gemara is, if the Makar is the Gemara, the Chor is Shver again. The Gemara is saying, first of all, the two Chalukim between the Gemara and the Rambam. The Gemara is saying, Dr. Shoy V'Kelim, the Rambam is saying, not Shoy V'Kelim. The Gemara is saying, Avod Zohar Mamish, and the Rambam is saying, Kilo Oivet Avod Zohar. How can you put the Rambam together with the Gemara? So, Lahura, Pesach Pshad is, that really two kashas answer up each other. That when a person right now Kol HaKoyis Ki'ilu Oyvav HaZohar Zara, it's only Ki'ilu. So right now, when he didn't do a, when not, if he breaks Kalim, it's much worse of an act than the Tzav that comes afterwards. That's Avod HaZohar Mamish. However, right now, Kol HaKoyis, stop getting kashas. Echlam, it's only Ki'ilu Oyvav HaZohar Zara. Like the Gemara says, why? Because a person who gets upset, he shows he's not living in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, concerned in the moon of Hashem that called him HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, to be Mamish Avod HaZohar Zara, that's Dr. Befoil. It's only if you mamish broke Kalim. So, with the Rambam, get up from the Gemara. Because it really depends on what the Gemara. The Gemara says, what right now you have inside of you a Yetzara. What Yetzara do you have inside of you? Is the Gemara saying, Shoy V'Kalim, that it's about Pashkas, that's Yetzara? Or the Yetzara inside of you is Kas. Kas is the Yetzara. That's the Isser. Says the Mashal, the Gemara, the Yetzara that's inside of you, that is about Pashkas. That's Isser. If it's only about Pashkas, who the Rambam has not come from the Gemara? Now, if you learn the Gemara, the Yitzhar inside of you, in and of itself, it's cast. Fine, the Gemara is comparing the two things together. The cast itself is Ki'ilu Oyvav HaZohar, and it'll lead to what? Avod Zohar Mamish. That's the meaning from the Gemara. From right now, it's Ki'ilu Oyvav HaZohar, it'll lead to Avod Zohar Mamish. Ki'ilu Oyvav HaZohar, it'll lead to Avod Zohar Mamish. We're not Oyvav Mamish. To teach you that is a dimming to Avodah Zarah. Yeah. Lots of us, Mechul HaKorah. The Mais again, come out that Kas is he Midira, that is the Midira a person has, so if you have your Oikir from a person, how do you Oikir? The two ways, one is Aydei Bepoil, one is Aydei Makshava, who are thinking about Kosh Baruch Hu, calls from Kosh Baruch Hu. Best of all Midas, you have to be Oikir that way, and work that way to be Oikir that way. The Midas, why the count of the Targ Mitzvahs, Chaim Vital says, Zachana, to the Mitzvahs. Lifnei Iver is a Machloikis of Yoyder before any Midah. The Rambam of Maisa also writes in Shuvah, Perek Zayin, He writes that you have to tshuva on things like gzeila, gneva, but oidis moitir, a person has to tshuva also even on midas. An example is kas. I mean, the Pesach will say there is no lichna even on kas. It's very strange. The Rambam says you have to tshuva on kas. I mean, the Rambam is learning that the kas is not stam and in the ba'alma. The Rambam says you have to tshuva on kas. You started it without doing any avera because of it. The kas itself is something that's ready for tshuva. Most of the time the person is allowed to become angry. Either a small amount of time or the tariff mitzvah. The last time we want to say, in Ichlami, you never have a right to become angry, and you only can show kas. And the Chor could be telling that, and the Chakira is kas, but etzim also, usher, only the tzah of kas, the pulos afterwards are better what the usher is. In the Pasha, Moshe Beinu comes into Klai Yisrael, and Migalok my Moshe, Havayish will be like Moshe, yet, in the Sefirin Pasha Matis writes that Gimel Mekoymus bought Moshe Beinu Klav Kas. Moshe Beinu came to the Kas 3 different times in his life and bought the Klav Toys. And he came to make a mistake all 3 times. 3 different times in the Torah he made a mistake. Why? Ask Kas. So this is Moshe Beinu. Kolshkin asks how much will be Oikir Kas of the Midah Ra that even Moshe Beinu made a mistake because of it. Just with the end of the story, that I think it's in Sefer Tzadik of Yishloimo. He says a story that over there is an Isha who she went to go to the laundry about 100 years ago, and in those days the laundry you had a washing board, there'd be a dying, it took all day. She washed her clothing, took all day. At the end of the day she hung up the linen on her courtyard, of course on the courtyard, hung it up over there. Later on that night her shocking Isha came and saw her, that the clothing hung up across the courtyard, got upset, mafia her. What she do? She took a scissor, cut the line, and all the clothing fell down, all into the mud and dirt that's in the middle of this chatzar. The first thing she came and saw it, she picked it up, she went, she washed it, and she hung it up again without saying a word to nobody, the seder. That night, the shochet, the Isha Ra, she, her child got very sick. She went to Beit Chaim Zonnefeld and asked my child very sick, what should I do? So Beit Chaim Zonnefeld asked the Isha, what happened, tell me what you did today. It took a while to get out exactly what she did. At the end, she said the story of what she did, the Maisi Ra she did. Says Beit Chaim Zonnefeld told her, go to the Shochet and go get to do, go to Shuvah. Go with me. The husband, I wanted to mechila for what I did, and the husband's like, what happened? He had no idea, the wife never said anything, doesn't know anything. Fine, they told him the ma'isa, the Isha came, and the mechila, and she was mechila. Yosef and Zonnefeld heard that the Isha didn't get angry, nothing happened, tell her husband, no complaints, no nothing. She gave her a bracha. Because of this, you didn't get a kas, you didn't take any retributions. Echnami, you should be zoicha to get an aura of Paisel. You didn't have a child for a long time, you should be zoicha to avoid, that should be the aura of Paisel. This person is the great of Shalom Yashiv Shlito. Why? Because his mother didn't give a kass. He do this myself. Tzach Shvizaycho to the bracha of the Gesh Abba to Tzich Kodachecho Tzichel Erlam Habo.